This is Catherine Fabrizio with Daughters Rising and help for the good daughter becoming her own woman. Why you need liberating, especially from your narcissistic or difficult mother. Let's get real for a moment, sisters. Women have been burned, owned, and controlled for a very long time. We know as women this oppression figures prominently in our collective history, but what we might not fully realize is how the mistreatment of women has taken a psychological toll on our mothers. This unfair oppression has generated a narcissistic defense in many women, and thus in many mothers. That is, mothers are psychologically driven to use indirect means to get their needs met at the expense of their daughters. While not all mothers have full-blown NPD, many have narcissistic defensive traits, traits that cause them to use manipulation to get their needs met. At the core of narcissism is a feeling of unworthiness, which is driven to be hidden many times, even to the narcissist. Additionally, taking recent national events into account, we know that we're confronted with the reality that daughters of today might not realize how misogyny is still very much alive. Surprisingly, many young women today say, well, they don't need women's lib. They feel it's uncool, not feminine. And some even feel it's unnecessary. But many of those same grown daughters are exhausting themselves as they take on the lion's share of the household chores, hold themselves responsible for childcare arrangements while taking place alongside of men in the workplace. They remain unaware that they're living out their mother's feelings of unworthiness by overfunctioning, overcompensating. If the sins of the father are visited upon the son, it is surely the lies of the mother that are visited upon the daughter. Let me spell this out. Despite advances in women's lives, your mother was lied to in at least two different ways. The first lie was that women are not worthy. Your mother learned from living in a patriarchal culture that she was not good enough, not worthy, or as valuable as men. Yet men throughout the ages have been threatened by the mystery of the feminine. At the same time, they have longed for it. Because they've been threatened by female power, they have sought to control it. Because of this, your mother was taught she was a second-class citizen. Now, from that first lie follows the second. The only real power is male power. Power over, control, and domination. The first lie is that the feminine powers of receptivity, witness, nurturing, and alliance are traits of weakness, not strength. To level the playing field and get along in a man's world, women learn how to act like men. Women have adopted the male version of power. But because it was and is mimicry, women have felt there's something missing. They've carried the sense of not quite getting it right. Now, most damaged of all are the narcissistic borderline and histrionic mothers. Her wounds are so deep that she can't help but take out her lack of self-worth on her daughter. I would add, most of this intergenerational wounding is handed down at the unconscious level. Because it is unconscious, it is out of conscious awareness and thus insidious. If you are the daughter of a narcissistic, borderline, or histrionic mother, you can't help but carry this pain into your life. Even if your mother only has traits of these disorders, you can't help but be affected. As a counselor to women for 30 years, I see you in my private practice. Let me tell you what I've noticed. You don't value yourself. You're still a servant to your beautiful children. You don't know that your goddess-given powers of nurturing are more than enough. You can't ever rest. You're always outrunning a sense of not good enough. And you still can't stand up to your mother. And for some of you, you settle for so much less than you should from the men in your lives. It's time to stop this madness. Claim your worth and break the cycle of maternal narcissism for yourself and your daughter. Your mother's way is not good enough for you, and it won't be good enough for your daughter. Together, we have important work to do to bring back the value of the feminine. We are women. We can do this.